that means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Trucker Noob 91. Yeah, I know I never say that when I first start out, but oh well. I'm going to set it, and I'm going to stick with it. Hey, I'm here to introduce you to a new podcast guy. I don't know if he's come up with his own little podcast ideas for his name, but right now we're going to go with what he's got. His is Adam Long. What's up, Adam?
Not a lot, man. Just appreciate you having me on.
Me and Adam are on that app I was telling you about called Line, and pretty cool app. Y'all should check it out. But so tell us a little about yourself, Adam.
Well, what do you want to know?
Everything. All the details.
You want to know all the details? Well, how about we stick to the basics for now? What's up, guys? My name is Adam Long. I'll probably come up with some sort of fun little catchy podcast name here after a bit, but I'm new to the app. Be gentle. Let's see. I'm 22. I live in the good old state of Iowa. About to go guard here in September. And other than that, there's really not a whole lot else I can tell you. You guys just might have to stick around for a few podcasts and might learn more.
So what are you planning on doing in the guard?
88 Mike, actually. It's a militarized truck driver.
Oh, so something like I do, except you're in the military with it. Okay.
Exactly.
So how many years do you plan on being in there?
I haven't decided yet. Probably going to go 8. I know for a fact that I'll at least stick with 88 Mike for 4 years, and I might pick up another MOS later down the road, get a transfer.
And for those that don't know, what does MOS stand for?
It's just occupation is what MOS is your military occupation, what you do inside the military. I don't know the actual abbreviation for it. I could Google it, but.
So, tell us some more about you. Like, what do you like to do? What's some of your hobbies you like have?
Well, I like to sing. I think I'm okay at it. Other people like to compliment me, but. I play the ukulele.
You are on that app, Smule. You all should check that one out too. Check him.
Indeed.
He's a pretty good singer. I don't know about me.
And
when it comes to the ukulele, he is damn good. You might add that.
I'm all right. It's okay. It's mediocre, I think. let's see. My phone keeps beeping at me. Is that a normal thing? Trucker noob?
No idea.
Okay, well, we're just going to assume it's natural and normal and that my phone's not going to blow up in my ear.
Oh, I hope it wouldn't blow up in your ear.
Yeah, no, other than that, I really like to sing. I like to play ukulele. I'm trying to get back into working out, trying to be active again since I'll be going guard here in a couple months.
How much you bench?
How much do I bench? Yeah. Honestly, I couldn't tell you. It's been a very long time since I picked up a weight bar.
Same here. It's been a few years for me.
Yeah, I don't even remember the last time I did a push-up. Here, hold on. Let me change that. Let me just get down on my floor right now and do a quick push-up just so I make sure I remember how to do one. All right. Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah, there's some other podcasters up here you might want to check out. I'll send you a screenshot of their page that way you can look them up. There's one.
Definitely.
His name's the Bill D.I., and he does morning motivation. And he's pretty good. So there's quite a few others. There's actually a couple other truckers up there, too.
Nice.
So, welcome to the Anchor family. And so what's your podcast going to be about? Or have you not?
Honestly, they'll probably just be a bunch of rants that I decide to go on. Sometimes motivational, sometimes it's me asking why things are the way they are. I feel like my podcast would be a variety of different things. Hell, I might even, maybe even throw in like a little intro with my ukulele.
There you go. See, I got my own little special intro that I got this little app on my phone that I can distort my voice. And
yeah, I heard that in one of your podcasts. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and also
I might have to invest some time into that.
And when you're on your phone and you want to add stuff, you actually have to go to the Anchor website, I believe, to do so.
Interesting, because I remember it said something about my library, like I could choose to import something from my library.
Yeah, see, I don't know if you can. I didn't know you could do that on the app now, because there for a minute you couldn't on the app. All right, guys, I do not know what the hell just happened. Something happened. But the first half is already up there, ready to be published with this episode of the podcast. So, like I was saying, I didn't know that import or not from the app just yet.
Yeah, no, me either, actually. I also have no idea what just happened. I'm assuming this is an app where you must stay on this app the entire time.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
Okay, that might be why I got disconnected, because I think I accidentally pressed the home button. So, my apologies.
Well, I hear that you got the ukulele out. Show us.
I did. I was just doing a little bit of... This is just a portion of that I don't even remember when I came up with this, but it sounded familiar to me, so that's why maybe I did this.
To me, like I've said before, it sounds like Imagine Dragons Demons.
That's interesting. Because I'm trying to remember how that song goes. It's been so long since I've heard that song.
Well, play something that you can play like right now.
Okay, you want me to sing too?
Yes, with your amazing singing voice. Let's do this.
All right, give me just a second. I don't know if this is... All right, it does sound right. Okay, I was just double checking, making sure it was tuned.
And just to make sure I know the song, that was Hey There, Delilah.
It was actually that was just me testing testing the strings, making sure they were still tuned. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't tell falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't tell falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand and take my whole life too, but I can't stop falling in love with you. If I can't stop falling in love with you.
All right, all right. I don't know if you can hear this or not, but
I can. Yay, thank you.
But no, right there at the end, though, you got a little muffled. But
did I?
Yeah.
It's probably my mic placement.
But other than that, that sounded amazing. I hope everybody else enjoyed that. hopefully you'll include some of this in your actual podcast and people enjoy it.
I'd love to.
But, yeah, I just totally lost my train of thought.
Don't say you were starstruck by me because I didn't think it was that great.
Well, no, but we'll go with that. We'll just go with that. But no, see, a lot of my podcasts I do are not scripted. Mm-hmm. Some people script theirs, some people don't. And that's why I just had a loss of thought because I had a bunch of stuff in my mind.
I feel like at the very most, I'll do like outlined, what I call outline broadcasting, which is I have an outline set up for what I want to touch basis on, but I will never actually go by script.
Well, see, sometimes I do too. Like I'll outline what I want to talk about, but I don't script it.
I'll write down on a,
like I do history facts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like I'll jot down a few things that I kind of want to touch base on, but I won't ever actually like write out a full script. I mean, the last time I wrote out a full script, it ended up being a motivational speech, which I think I still have somewhere. Once upon a time ago, I was bored in the back of my car, and I just started writing. At first, I tried to write a song. That didn't work. So then I wrote a four-page motivational speech.
And I can hardly put two sentences together.
Yeah, no, I was just kind of feeling in one of those moods where you just kind of just kept writing and writing and writing.
The best I can come up with is in a world or in time before the earth was created.
This sounds like the intro to Land Before Time.
Hold on a second. Calm down. The time, before the earth was created, stood six gods. Yeah, I actually wrote half of a book, reread it, decided it was stupid, and threw it away. So I got to recreate that book. I come up with my own little different names in it. Mm-hmm. Like there's one, his name's, there's a god, the father of all gods, but they're actually brothers and sisters, but he's called the father of gods. His name is Karus.
Karus?
Or no, it's Karuse.
Karuse.
Karose.
All right.
Yeah. And then there's Arius, which is Arios. Yeah, I was also trying to figure out my own little language with it too.
I was like, it sounds like Arios was like another variant of Ares, the Greek god of war.
Actually, no. I think. No. Actually, Arius was the god of the sky, the stars, the moon, the sun.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember.
It was a Quisiania, I believe. And she was the goddess of sea and all the creatures within.
So kind
of
like Poseidon.
Stuff like that. Kind of like Poseidon.
But it was, okay.
And then there was Koa. Or no, it's Choa.
Choa?
Kind of, which is a variance of my name.
I was like, did you base it off of your name?
It's C-O-A. And the language I tried to create with it, the C's are ch sounding, and that is the god of dragons, volcanoes, everything to do with fire and pain and all that shit. Yeah. And then there was can't remember the goddess. And you know how most cultures, like, they have Hades,
mm-hmm.
for the underworld, or
yeah,
Satan and stuff like that. Well, I created a goddess for the underworld.
That could be very interesting. I could see how that, Like, and just picturing that in my mind is dangerous.
You always hear of male underworld. And you hear of females running the underworld. And then there
well, I mean, you hear of, like, succubi, but that's a whole nother topic, and we won't get into that, but...
And then there was Drago. Dragoo. Can you guess what Dragoo is the goddess of?
The what?
Can you guess what Dragoo is the goddess
of? Oh, no, I don't. That's why I said what.
Oh. It's going to be one of those slap in the face. Why in the hell didn't you come up with a better name? But the goddess of dragons.
Oh, I just thought you said that. Chow was.
Sorry, no, it was Dragoo was the goddess of dragons.
Uh-huh.
Choa.
That's right.
Is the god of fire and stuff like that. I guess it could be kind of the god of dragons too, because dragons breathe fire.
Well, sometimes that dragon could breathe something else.
Well, yeah, there are some dragons that breathe ice in my story. Some that. Breathe fire, some that breathe
a gas.
Well, actually, there is one that breathes a magical gas that puts people to sleep.
Hmm.
And let's see. Then there's dragon riders. I actually have dragon riders, these supernatural beings that ride the dragons. I've come up with many different names for them. And this was before I even started playing Skyrim. You know, the Dragoor, or however it's pronounced in Skyrim.
Yeah.
Well, I'd actually come up with a word spelled differently, but it sounded exactly the same. I saw that on Skyrim. I'm like, no, nope, can't use that now.
The, hold on. What was his name? It was, What the heck was his name? It was like. It started with a D, but it ended like ear. Didn't it?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
You know what? I might have to play Skyrim just to... might have to open up the old Skyrim file.
Yeah, I haven't played Skyrim in about 6 months.
I think it's been longer than that for me. I don't remember the last time I touched Skyrim. I even have the special edition.
Yeah, I do too. I went werewolf and I didn't like it, and then I went vampire and didn't like it either.
I'm trying to stay away from like all of those.
But yeah, it's actually really easy to become a vampire. All you have to do is get attacked by a vampire, kill the vampire, and then I think it's stay out of the sun for like 3 days and you become a vampire.
Yeah.
The only downside to that is all the quests that you have to do during the day when everybody else is awake, you can't do because everybody's sleeping.
Well, you can do them. You don't get, your health doesn't regen. What was it? And all of your, like, your attack is, like, halved.
Well, see, your health does regen if you feed.
Oh.
Your health, yeah. If you feed on others, your health comes back.
Huh. I didn't. Oh, I guess I never tried that. I also was, like, never a vampire, so.
See, in the werewolf, I didn't like the werewolf attack, because it takes a lot longer as a werewolf to kill somebody than it does.
Yeah.
You can actually kill people and then feed off them as a werewolf also.
Yeah, doesn't that, like, extend the time of you being a werewolf?
I don't believe so. There's one time I fed off a bunch of people and still went back to being human. But we were on a track and then we got off on a tangent.
We did. Indeed, we did.
Normally my tangents, whenever I get off on a tangent, either leads to football, video games, or Batman.
Or Batman, did you say?
Batman is my favorite superhero. Because it goes to show you, anybody that's rich could be a superhero.
Yeah, but you got to be rich.
And money.
I mean, how often do you see a poor superhero?
Well, you know, well, Superman was poor.
I'm talking
an actual superhero that doesn't have superpowers.
Then take Daredevil. Daredevil would be a much better instance for a poor superhero.
Yeah, but he's got powers.
No, he doesn't. Daredevil's blind.
Yeah, but he has super hearing and super.
That's just a side effect of losing his sight.
But still, we're talking DC here, and you're going off on a tangent and talking about Marvel.
I am, but I mean, you were talking about poor superheroes, so I couldn't leave Daredevil out. I mean, the only reason why his place looks so nice, or why his place is so nice, is because at night there's a giant lit up billboard. But since he's blind, it doesn't bother him.
But yeah, like I was saying though, because I mean, to me, Daredevil wouldn't classify as one without superpowers. Too. I've even talked to other people, and they've never brought up Daredevil. Well, unless Daredevil is just one of those, you know. Excuse me, one of those that superheroes that everybody forgets about because of the Ben Affleck movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people forget about Daredevil because of that movie, because a lot of people did not like that movie.
I agree that I wasn't a huge fan of the Ben Affleck movie where Daredevil was. There's just something about that movie that upset. It did upset me. But
and I don't know about everybody else. But I thought Ben Affleck was going to be a terrible Batman, and a lot of people are going to hate me for this. Christian Bale is still my favorite Batman, okay? Christian Bale. But I think Ben Affleck did a hell of a good job, better than a lot of people thought he would.
I was like, I'm going to plead the fifth, because any fans I might get from this, I don't want them to instantly hate me the moment I say anything. So I'm going to plead the fifth.
I'm going to check my favorited list tomorrow, and you're going to be the only one left.
Oh, I don't think it'll be that bad.
But no, I'm not saying he was great. I'm just saying he did a hell of a lot better than I thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he plays a good billionaire.
He really does.
Christian Bale was more of a, you could tell he wasn't really a billionaire in real life, you know. But the approach that they took with Christian Bale with Batman, I think, has been the best approach to Batman in movies. I mean, come on, before Christian Bale, the last Batman movie, the fucking suit had nipples. I mean, come on.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
The only thing I was glad about was that the Batwoman suit, Batgirl suit, did not have nipples. It's like, that would have been bad had that one had nipples.
You really think so?
Yeah, you know how many parents would have complained about that movie had the Batgirl suit had nipples?
You're right. But nobody complained about the Batman suit having nipples.
Because he's a guy.
That's
it's okay for guys to have their shirts off. I know, but it's okay for guys to have their shirts off and their nipples showing. The moment a woman takes it off, everything gets thrown out the window.
I'm not going to disagree with you, because I also agree that this world is super biased and super sexist. You know, a man can walk around shirtless, but if a woman were to do it, she's disgracing every, you know, a woman's name.
Well, and I don't know how true this is either, but I've also been told that a woman can go streaking down the road completely naked, and she won't get as much in. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You kind of cut out toward the end of it.
My phone made a weird noise. Anyways, a woman can go streaking down the road,
mm-hmm.
and get in a lot less trouble than a man, because a man's genitalia is hanging outside of his body, and the woman's is basically tucked up inside. Because when a woman's running down the street, you really don't see nothing.
Yeah.
If she does it right. But a man, you're going to see his genitals.
Well, there's nothing to be helped, you know. That's just the way the male and the female body differ, you know.
But see, there we go, getting off on tangents again.
We really do. We just, like, we started talking about Batman. Now we're talking about streaking down the middle of the road.
One way or another, the conversation is going to go to either video games or Batman.
Yeah, but we even veered away from Batman.
I know.
We started talking about people walking around naked.
This is the first time I've ever veered that far. So, yeah. But anyways, we ought to do this a lot, too, where we just get up here and chat with each other and annoy the hell out of people because they're like, well, I come here for this and this and this, and I'm like...
But then you came to the wrong place. no,
But, yeah, originally my podcast was just Trucker Noob 91 podcast show. And then for the longest time, I didn't get on it. And I ended up doing a revamp. Well, this is my first podcast that will be published since June 20th.
Yep. Which honestly wasn't, I don't even think that was a month ago, was it? Or yeah, it was a little, it was just over a month ago. It's the 22nd, I forgot.
Yep. So yeah, it's, I'm going to try to start getting back on track.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to cook my dinner and talk at the same time.
That's fine. No, you know, like I said, you know, I used to do video broadcasting, and it's actually somewhat very similar to this, except the only difference is they're not saved, yeah, like see, podcasts well, are.
Well, see, you said that to me before the podcast, not during the podcast, sir.
What? I'm confused. Yeah, I said it. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Well,
I guess our listeners wouldn't know what I was talking about, but
yeah, I was just clarifying with the listeners.
Oh, okay.
If
you
have any. Knowing my luck, I bring somebody on and they're going to be like, "Oh, he brought somebody on. We're not listening to him today."
So do you get like our live listeners a thing too?
We actually don't get live listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just recorded, and then when you publish it, then I believe everybody is able to listen to it then.
Hmm.
The only time you get live listeners is like us talking. So.
Oh, people calling in and stuff.
Enjoy it. Talking like this right here, this is the only, like when you're actually talking with somebody,
mm-hmm.
That's when you'll get the live listener. Live listeners is just me and you talking. We're the only live listeners listening to it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless you invite other people that, you know, would just want to sit there and be quiet and listen to it live while it's going on and cut in every now and then.
I don't even know how to do that, so.
You know how you added me? Whenever you tried to call me earlier to do a podcast together?
Yeah.
You just, you'll have, whenever you start getting... followers and you start following people, you can actually click on them,
mm-hmm.
Do a podcast with them, and you can click on multiple people. You can also send messages to people through text on your phone, your contacts, and if any of your contacts want to get on and join in, and like we could sit here and have like four or five people going at once.
I feel like that would be a bit much.
See, because I'd like to actually start another podcast called The Fam and get all of us on the group line on the podcast, kind of like a group call, and let people hear, you know, what we talk about and stuff like that.
I think that'd be neat. Do you think everybody else in the group would be down with that?
I have no idea. But also, I've also wanted to do podcasts with others, but with how erratic my schedule is and all that stuff and how everybody else has their own schedule, I don't know how well it would work out. So you're actually my first one I've broadcasted with.
Yay! I feel so special.
I'm going to say you better feel special.
Oh, I do.
Not that kind of special. I'm sorry. I don't do that, Adam.
Oh, that's okay. I wasn't talking that kind of special.
So, do you like peanut butter?
That's quite the random question.
Yes. Random question.
Yeah, I like
so, peanut butter. I go to Walmart and I buy a 4-pound tub of peanut butter.
Question before you go any further. Is it creamy or crunchy?
Creamy.
Crunchy is the way to my heart. I love
crunchy. Like if I put it on a sandwich, I like crunchy peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just sitting here putting spoonful after spoonful of peanut butter in my mouth, I want it creamy.
Nope, it's got to be crunchy. I was so poor at one point, I had leftover jelly and I had peanut butter. So I would take a spoonful of peanut butter and I'd take a spoonful of jelly. And I told myself I was eating peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Well, see, also, too, whenever I lived on my own and I was, you know, I've explained this to you. I haven't explained it to everybody else. If when I get money, I spend it. Like, I spend it on whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want.
As soon as you can.
As soon as my money's gone, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, God, what am I going to do for the rest of the week? So, in instances like that where I'd go where I would spend all blow all my money before I went shopping, I've got a crap load of ramen noodles and peanut butter.
Yes, the good old ramen.
I would buy a lot of ramen noodles, and then I would turn around and buy peanut butter and jelly and bread. And I'd do nothing but eat peanut butter, jelly, and ramen all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I love peanut butter and ramen is delicious.
Then I got smart and started doing my groceries and get, you know, what I would want to eat for the week. What happened, dude?
I have no idea. I messaged you. I have no idea what happened. It just, like, it quit. And I looked over at my phone, and it's like, oh, you're finished.
Yeah, my screen went black and said it was still recording when I turned it back on. But what's the last thing you heard?
You mean after the peanut butter and jelly and ramen?
Yeah.
I think that's the last thing I remember.
Okay. All right, this is what I was saying. I bought this little portable lunchbox-looking thing that you can plug into the 12-volt charger, basically the cigarette lighter thing. And what I do is, you know, those bottles of water you can get at Walmart, the great value kind?
Yeah.
You know how it says on when you get flavoring packs, take a sip out of it and then add the flavoring pack? What I do is I've got these little pans I put inside the little lunchbox thing. And I take a sip out of the water, pour the water into the pan, get it boiling, and then I've got these also got the packs of mashed potatoes. I told you about this before, the mashed potatoes. And it's one of those mashed potato packs that all you do is add boiling water, stir it up, and it's done.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people don't know, but on the package it says add 2 cups of water. Well, you take that little sip of water that leaves there. The bottles are normally 16.9 ounces. Well, you take that sip of water, now you have 16 ounces, and 16 ounces of water is 2 cups.
I see.
So
you take that little sip of water, boil it, add your potatoes, and voila, you have cooked potatoes.
Like the ones I was telling you about the other day, these are the Idahoan.
Yeah.
And it's bacon, cheddar, chipotle, mashed potatoes.
Again, that still sounds super good.
I also have loaded baked potato, four cheese, cheesy mashed potatoes. I think that might be it because I'm starting to run low on my mashed potato supply.
Oh, come this Friday, you better stock up.
I should have stocked up this Friday, but I have so much food. I have so much food already that I haven't eaten that I blew all my money since I got all this food.
Oh my goodness!
Like I've got a half a dozen eggs. I've got 2 or 3 things of turkey burger. I got a whole pack of bologna. Crap load of ramen, 4 packs of mashed potatoes. Get ready to be 3 as soon as I eat this one. Yeah.
Jeez. Wait, so do you get paid this Friday or do you get paid next Friday?
already got paid this past Friday.
Oh, and you already done messed up and blew most of your money.
I didn't get that much because they
forgot. Yeah, you told me. They messed up on a
– add a trip to it, so that trip gets added next week. And if I get this year done in time and turn it in, I will have enough. I think I'll have like 3,500 miles. And that 3,500 miles is going to translate into about $1,200, I believe.
Wow, that's impressive.
Maybe $1,200, $1,300, maybe before taxes.
Ah, yeah, then you got taxes. Good old government just looking out for us, or so they say.
With this company here, technically I make 43 cents a mile. And on the book, I make 43 cents per diem, which per diem is non-taxable mile. And I get 50 cents per non-taxable mile. So, miles is the
damn. You'll have to excuse that annoying sound you just had to deal with.
Sounds like you're opening a bag of Doritos.
Actually, I'm opening a bag of frosted circus animal cookies.
Well, I was pretty close. Normally, it's a bag of Doritos you're munching on.
Mm-hmm. You would be cool about that. I try not to be.
Anyways, this is Adam Long. I'm going to cut this short because the last one was 26 minutes long, and this is going to be the longest podcast that I've ever done.
So, yeah, I saw that.
One more time. This is Adam. Say hi, Adam.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
And say goodbye, Adam.
Goodbye.
All right, guys. This is Trucker Noob 91. I hope you all enjoyed it. I might still add my history facts and stuff like that. Not sure. We'll just go with the flow. All right. I will talk to you all on the flip side. So, guys, that was Adam. I actually recorded this not last night, but the night before. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And we're just going to go ahead and do some platforms. You can find me on facebook.com/truckernoob91. That is for this podcast and for my vlog on YouTube. You can also find me on YouTube, of course, truckernoob91 vlog. Also, just regular old truckernoob91. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, at TruckerNoob91, and you can also find me on Snapchat. It's Choya91. That's Choya91. I hope you all have a great night, and hope you enjoy this podcast.